All right, as per league policy, we have no updates on injuries. We'll keep you posted tomorrow.
Good questions. Eric Decker wasn't out there. Do you expect to have him at all?
No comments on injuries till tomorrow.
Well, how'd practice go today, Coach?
It was great. We had a great practice. Guys were focused. We had great meetings this morning, and good day's work out here on the practice field.
Todd, you had some interesting.
I got something on my head. Whatever that is.
Is that a distraction? Good thing, bad thing, or different?
Well, I think it's great. You know, I think there's probably not too many assistant coaches in this league that don't have aspirations to either become coordinators, then from coordinator become head coaches. So, I think it's a great experience, great opportunity, and it happens when you have success.
How are you going to do that logistically with trying to prepare for the game and also get that done?
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a distraction at all. I think. Everybody's focus is on the New England Patriots.
John, you had a lot of success running the ball against this team in the first quarter based on what we saw last week. Is the confidence high you can gouge this team for a lot of yards this week?
Well, I don't know about all that. You know, that's why you play the game. But, you know, this is an opponent that we played, about a month ago. There's familiarity on both sides. It's kind of like a second game in a division rivalry. So, that's kind of what it is. And, whoever executes the best is going to win.
John, you played this team, like you said, a month ago, and while you lost the game, you had an early lead and you had the three fumbles. Did the performance in the game lead your guys a sense that they can beat this team regardless of where you might play?
Well, I would just say I think, we're confident, not basically because of that game, but just, the way our season's gone and where we're at. And, it's a huge test, no doubt, to go up there, against a very experienced team, a team that's been playoff tested. So it'll be, that's why there's only eight of us left.
How much do you point out to you guys despite the Super Bowl era that they've experienced with Tom Brady and Belichick, that recently they've lost games in the playoffs at home up there?
Well, again, I don't think there's not too many of us running around haven't lost a game yet. So, my feeling is if you haven't lost, you haven't played. So, again, it'll come back to, it should be a great game, as is all the games, this next weekend. And, whoever executes the best is going to win.
Is there any difference in Tim's demeanor after last week's loss versus how he was in practice today after the big win?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him that. But, I've pretty much seen the same guy, improving every day all season.
Coach, in all your coaching, have you ever experienced a season like you have this season, ups and downs?
They all have ups and downs. Like I said, there's not too many undefeated ones that have ever walked down that journey. So, there's always ups and downs, and, we're still playing and we have an opportunity.
You said yesterday that you kind of stay in your lane when it comes to the legitimacy of Josh coaching over there. Does it bother you at all, just personally knowing what coaches can bring to the table in a game like this?
Well, I hope, all the coaches, ours and theirs, bring it all to the table. We change players routinely between teams, and for that matter, we change coaches routinely between teams. So, I don't think that's anything new and different.
With a guy like Wes Hoxton kind of making his first start in the playoffs, is that having him kind of be playoff tested already and have that veteran experience, is that good in that situation?
Well, I think, a couple weeks ago against Kansas City when he stepped in when Chris got hurt, and then, he played well against Pittsburgh. And, as I mentioned to somebody earlier, we expect all our starters to play well and all our backups to be ready.
Coach, you didn't know it at the time, but when you played New England 3 weeks ago, what do you take out of that game? And does it help you at all this week that you played them not so long ago, or is there anything you take out of that game?
Yeah, not really. I mean, you do take some stuff out of the game. I think both sides will. Both teams have changed some since we played last, personnel-wise. And I'm sure they're going to do different things, as I know we'll do different things. So, it's like any other game that way.
Coach, put Spencer Larson on IR and Rod Goodwin up. Let's talk about the roster move and what it means.
Well, I think, it gives us more depth at wide receiver. It's late in the season. There's a lot of running around. And, we did add a practice squad wide receiver as well. It's just a roster move.
Coach, what kind of change have you seen in Tim from, I guess, when he first started becoming a starter to his playoff performance? I guess, how much different a quarterback is he?
Well, I think, he's gotten better. And I think I've said all along we believed he would get better. And you got to believe that about every player on your roster. And that's, you know, what happens in this league, you know, is if you improve every day, then, you know, usually you're going to reap the rewards for it. So I think as a football team, you know, we've improved a lot from the first month of our season.
Do you get surprised by all the hype, and do you ever get concerned about it surrounding Tim that it would cause a distraction?
I mean, I think at this point, I think we're used to...